Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And in our look at life after Hurricane Katrina this week, we wanted to look at some of the things that have turned out well. 3 years ago, just days after the hurricane devastated the Gulf Coast, the University of Tulane had no choice but to close, leaving thousands of students with just nowhere to go. The school reopened in the spring of 2006. At a time when New Orleans was still struggling, but as it turns out, most of the freshman class returned. Among them is Amani Jambakar. Good morning, Amani.
Good morning.
Was it hard to decide to return?
Honestly, it was. It was one of the most difficult decisions I've ever made. I was going to the University of Texas in Austin for the fall semester, and a lot of my friends were there, and there was just real progress and growth at that university that I felt wouldn't be there at Tulane after the storm. But ultimately, I just decided that I wanted to be a part of the rebuilding effort, and I wanted to see what would happen to New Orleans. And I do believe that New Orleans is still growing and can still progress further from the days of the storm.
Mm-hmm. Amani, you're studying, you're a senior, you have a triple major, so you're a busy lady, biology, English, and psychology, and you're going to graduate in May. What was the tipping point in deciding you did want to return?
I know this sounds quite superficial, but I guess ultimately it was that I was living with a suite of other Tulane students and New Orleans students, and you know, they all seemed really excited about going. And there was one girl who actually attended the University of New Orleans. She wasn't a Tulane student, and she was from New Orleans, and she wanted to see what had happened to her home. And I guess like her passion and her fervor towards New Orleans kind of spread to the rest of us. And I mean, I hadn't seen much of New Orleans. I mean, I'd only visited it once before and then, you know, on orientation day. But, I mean, there were a lot of things that people were saying about it, and I wanted to see if all those things were true. And I honestly just wanted to help the community as much as I can.
And what did you find when you did visit?
When I did visit, do you mean in the previous to the hurricane?
Or? No, after the hurricane.
I mean, I found that it was devastating. It was extremely sad seeing trees and houses and everything just in pieces. You can still see in some parts the markings on the doors where they have gone through and decided how many people are supposed to live in the house, how many are found alive, how many are found dead. And most of those markings were from a date in September, which was, you know, they were covered nearly a month after the storm, so it was kind of ridiculous. And I remember doing a lot of community service, and they started making it mandatory for Tulane students after my class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, some of the things that I saw were heartbreaking. You know, people's, like, doing neighborhood cleanup, going through people's personal letters and photos and things that they'd obviously saved that, you know, we were just throwing away because the whole thing had been infested with mold.
Amani, what do you think you've learned over these 3 years?
I think that I've really learned to be flexible, and I've learned that, I mean, you can make as many plans as you want to, but sometimes something like Hurricane Katrina is going to come in the way. And you absolutely just have to take it with some sugar, I guess, and figure out what you're going to do. Because it was a very difficult decision for me to decide to come to Tulane. And I initially wanted to go to Cornell University. So I struggled with that decision for months before. And then all in a week, you know, I had to make the decision to go someplace else as fast as I could. And it was...
Being flexible sounds like a very good plan. Amani, we're going to have to leave it there. We can't thank you enough for joining us. Amani Jambakar, she is a senior at Tulane University, graduating in May.